Riddle of the Rusty Horseshoe. Prologue. The pony moved through the ever-free forest, making no noise at all, almost as if they were part of the shadows themselves. They passed the ridiculously cheerful nest of the bogle and groaned in disgust. Thanks to those annoyingly resourceful cutie mark crusaders, the bogle now had a taste for bright, pretty fabrics and shiny objects. How embarrassing! The pony slipped past the poison joke tree and travelled deeper into the darkness, finally arriving at their intended destination. The pony stood at the edge of a clearing. This was as close as they could get to the live wood. No amount of magic would keep the twisting vines and branches from noticing them. Just then, a deep growl caught the pony's attention. Four timberwolves glared at the pony from beyond the writhing trees. The live wood was their home, and what the pony desired was theirs to guard. The pony could feel the magic pouring out of the live wood and shivered with the need to find a way in. The pony knew what was inside, just waiting to be taken. But first, the pony had to find a way to keep the cutie mark crusaders from getting any closer to the secrets that would lead them here. Chapter 1.
Be careful, Sweetie Belle called to Scootaloo. If you fall, the lava is going to burn you to a crisp.
I can't make it, Scootaloo said, looking down nervously.
You got this, Scootaloo,
Apple Bloom said. Scootaloo stared ahead at the giant chasm. Apple Bloom and Sweetie Belle stood anxiously on the other side. She took a deep breath and leapt toward them. Wings flapping frantically, she sailed through the air, but not far enough.
No!
Scootaloo called, reaching out with a hoof as she fell to her doom.
I don't get it,
Lily Moon said, standing off to the side, watching the life or death struggle unfold in front of her. Apple Bloom and Sweetie Belle stood on top of the bookcase in Lily Moon's bedroom. Scootaloo was on the ground between the bed and the bookcase in the throes of agony. She stopped writhing and looked over at Lily Moon, rolling her eyes.
What's to get?
Scootaloo asked, hopping up.
The floor is lava. Anything that's not the floor is safe. If you touch the floor, you're out.
Lily Moon looked dubiously at the crusaders.
And this is really what other fillies do at sleepovers? She asked.
Yeah, the good ones, anyway,
Scootaloo said confidently.
I still don't get it, Lily Moon said again. It's just fun, Scootaloo said. You know, fun. That thing ponies do when they aren't being attacked by crazy monsters.
When it came to battling a bogle or tracking a timberwolf, Lily Moon was definitely the kind of pony you wanted on your side. But Scootaloo was realising that when it came to simply hanging out, Lily Moon had a lot to learn.
Well, this is your house and your first sleepover, Apple Bloom interjected as she hopped down off the bookcase. What do you want to do